serving Christmas, Atlas, and all of Western Alaska. This is KICY Node.
News, I'm Andrew Stewart in Washington. The victims of a multiple shooting that stunned our nation a year ago remembered in Tucson, Arizona, Sunday night. A candlelight vigil held in Tucson for the 6 people killed in that shooting and the 13 people wounded, including Democratic Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Republican presidential hopeful Rick Perry hoping to do well in the South Carolina primary later this month. That's where he told voters Sunday that his decision to stay in the race for the White House is like the last stand at the Alamo. An ex-husband, a person of interest in a bombing that seriously injured a Colorado woman and her current husband. Police say Christopher and Allison Stone hospitalized with burns after the blast Saturday in Lafayette. And Santa Cruz Island in the South Pacific rocked by a magnitude 6.6 earthquake, but no reports of injuries, and authorities say no threat of a tsunami. More details at srnnews.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safe or left alone? Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care, assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Visiting Angels has over 400 franchised locations across the nation. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and life housework up to 24 hours a day. Rates are affordable, and you can select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has cared for hundreds of thousands of seniors nationwide. Franchises are available. Call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels now at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care at 877-374-LIVE.
Some say that Americans have lost their values. They point to the cesspool of modern entertainment and popular music as evidence that our moral corruption is almost complete. Sadly, the idea of seeking personal holiness is almost forgotten, even among Bible-believing churches. This is Urban Lutheran. Tonight on Songs of the Night, we're continuing our look at faith under fire in 1 Peter, where we hear a clear command that we be holy. So what is holiness? Stay with us as we find out.
John Innes. This is Songs in the Night.